Ladies and gentlemen, good day and welcome to PSP Projects Limited Investor and Analyst Conference Call. As a reminder, all participant lines will be in the listen-only mode, and there will be an opportunity for you to ask questions after the presentation concludes. Should you need assistance during the conference call, please signal an operator by pressing the star then zero on your touch-tone phone. Please note, this conference is being recorded. I now hand the conference over to Krishna Patel. Thank you, and over to you.
Thank you, Steve. Good morning, everyone, and a warm welcome to discuss on yesterday's corporate announcement of the share purchase agreement. Today from the management, we have with us Mr. Prahlada Patel, CMD and CEO, Ms. Mitul Patel, the CFO. Please note that today's entire discussion will be covered by the cautionary statement. Anything said on this call which reflects the outlook for the future or which could be construed as a forward-looking statement must be reviewed in conjunction with the risk that the company faces. I shall now hand over the call to Mr. Prahlada Patel for his initial remarks, post which we shall open the floor for Q&A. In the interest of all, we humbly request all the investors and analysts to ask a maximum of two questions in order to provide a fair chance to all the participants in the call today. Thank you, and over to you, sir.
Thank you, Krishna. On behalf of the management and my team, I would like to thank you all for joining us today short notice. I warmly welcome you all for the conference call to discuss the share purchase agreement that we announced to the stock exchange yesterday. Since yesterday, there had been a certain rumor taking around in the market, and post the declaration, I found it prudent to address all the investors over the conference call and provide clarity on the transaction. Over the 15 years, PSP Projects has worked relentlessly to deliver a reasonable growth and operation success. The firm has been able to make its mark in the sector as a credible contractor whose utmost focus is on delivering quality projects adhering to timeline. Company has navigated through various business cycles, adapted to changing market, and constantly delivered an operating and financial performance over the years. We reached the stage of being the top 5 listed contractors in India. With an objective to attain next stage of growth, your company has entered into a share purchase agreement with Adani Group. This decision has been taken after careful consideration and after evaluating the opportunities it presents. As per the agreement, arrangement, Adani Infra to acquire up to 30.07% stake from the founder promoter.
Just sorry to interrupt. Can you just move a bit away from the mic and speak? The voice is coming a little muffled, yeah.
Okay. Post the open offer, it is okay?
Yes, sir. Far better.
Post the open offer for 26%, both the companies will maintain equal equity of the company in Adani Infra India Limited is the EMC arm of Adani portfolio, which is owned by 100% by Adani Family. Adani Infra will get equal rights and representation on the board. The business operations, execution, the management, team, etc. at PSU Projects will continue to function as before. PSU Projects will continue to focus on public as well as private projects across the building space. With this partnership, we foresee larger visibility of our company. Currently, we are at an order book of 6,546 crore. We expect a multi-fold increase in the construction order book going forward as the Adani portfolio for companies are engaged in infrastructure development across ports, airports, data centers, reality, etc. Adani portfolio of companies is looking to invest $100 billion as capex over the course of next decade. Please note that not the transaction remains subject to customary approvals and regulatory approvals, including completion of an open offer. To summarize, we strongly believe this partnership will benefit the company and provide long-term growth opportunities. We are positive on the future of the company. We intend to work with complete dedication towards the execution of our projects and build more capacity. This strategic decision represents a giant leap forward in our pursuit of growth and increased shareholder value. With this, I shall propose to hand over the call to the moderator to open the floor for question and answer. Thank you.
Thank you very much. We will now begin the question and answer session. Anyone who wishes to ask a question may press star and one on their touchtone telephone. If you wish to remove yourself from the question queue, you may press star and two. Participants are requested to use handset while asking a question. Ladies and gentlemen, we will wait for a moment while the question queue assembles. The first question is from the line of Parikshit Kandal from HDFC Securities. Please go ahead.
Yeah, hi, Pralad bhai. Congratulations on the deal. So my question is, first question is on, if this deal had not happened, if it was status quo, so and now it has happened, so how will it change in terms of ordering? So what is the order book right now from Adani? And since you have got into the deal and given them stakes, so what kind of visibility you have over, say, next 2-3 years from incremental ordering coming in from the Adani Group? And will it be only building segment, or are you also looking for some other segments? Because you mentioned in the press release about 100 billion capex from the group companies. So is it largely going to be a building segment only, or you will diversify into some other segments?
See, as far as PSP is concerned and as far as Adani is concerned, the whole intent to join the partnerships in our firm is majorly for buildings. And as I said, buildings, they are into reality. They are based at Mumbai, they are based in Ahmedabad, they are based in Delhi. So all these three centers, we have to select and we have to go for filling, we have to strengthen ourselves. Second part is airport. That is also part of the building. Third part is data center. That is also part of building. And there are few industrial projects which are in Kandla. See, now company is focusing more on technology, and that's the reason that this whole second agreement has been done with PSP. To be very frank, they trust us in terms of putting up more and more technologies in the company. The Vikas plan, which we have been running in the last 3 years, that has been the better example for them to understand how can he be a good partner for future. So they are already installing 3 Vikas plants, one in Mundra, one in Mumbai, and one in we already have in Ahmedabad.
So, operator, the voice is not clear. There's a lot of disturbance coming. Right? Hello?
Yeah.
Sir, there's a lot of disturbance. Just can come closer to the mic because there's some whistling sound or some whistling sound is coming continuously on the call. So if you can come closer to the mic, it will be helpful.
Hello?
Yeah. Please, sir, proceed. Yeah.
Okay. So my point is that they are having plenty of verticals where airport comes, building comes, reality comes. So yeah, as far as the order book is concerned, it's a process wherein they are going one project to the other. So presently there are 300 airport tender is open, Ahmedabad airport tender is open, airside and landside. Same at the Mumbai airport, the development outside the airport, that food for the area is thinking that we already get for that. We have already had 2 meetings related to the Dharavi development. Dharavi, they are going in a way that first we have the bracket land where they will start the construction of the major EWS where they can sit the Dharavi people. So there are 2 or 3 located locations which we will start before anything touch in Dharavi area. So probably I personally feel that it is not about the order book which we are going to gain from Adani Group. It is more about how we ourselves can stand up to gather more and more from the group.
But anything on the guidance side now, because you have visibility with this deal coming, and do you think there is substantial scope for you to increase your guidance on order inflows and growth? I mean, qualitatively, over the next 2-3 years, do you think now the company is shifting its orbit of growth, given that now this strategic partnership is in place?
Parikshit, if you see the figures, these figures are something which we can't even today imagine. This is the thing which we have to do in the next 9 years. The first and the foremost thing which I already said you, we are already dealing for about 1,000 crore project in Kanpur, 1,000 crore project at Airport Ahmedabad, 1,000 plus crore at Mumbai Airport, Mumbai Airport, and already about 500 crore projects in Kandla. So, putting all these present kind of science in, forget Dharavi or forget data center, which standards are yet to come or the design is at the project or at the design stage. So, probably order book is what I am saying is we have to think about ourselves and how we would like to move from here.
Okay.
So, that won't be an issue as far as this partnership is basically done on that basis only. that we can move little faster and we can move on EPC contracts. Previously, they were focusing more on only O&M and giving you a free contract and later on moving towards MEP and other work. Now they are looking at the whole project should go as EPC to PSP. This is a total different thought process. This is a total different thought process from company side, that what is the pressure they are feeling to complete their projects on time. Where a company like us, whom they trust in terms of capabilities also, as far as delivery also. That's how this whole transaction was done.
Okay. Just the last question, sir. Now between you and ITD, how will this thing be split? Because both have the building division. And also every time you will have to come for related party approval, you know, for orders from Adani.
See, there are two things to understand. I'm not sure about ITDC's formal agreement with them, but what I understood, ITDC is more into infrastructure for marine structure also. So maybe they will be utilizing more that company towards the port side. And as far as building, as I said, there is a sufficient appetite for two or three contractors still who can deliver them on time the way they are going in next 10 years. So it is not at all about who will do the rest of the thing. It is more about how can we strengthen ourselves to get in the larger sense of the project.
And related party approvals all the time, I mean, you will have to come as you get orders. So every time you will have to take approvals from the minority shareholders.
Like the related party?
Like if you take orders from Adani Group, which could be significant in terms of like, because it's a promoter entity now and related party, so you will have to take approvals from the shareholders for taking those orders.
Again, I'm not getting the question.
Yes, sir. If at all it is required in the future, if the transaction value is more than the threshold which has been given in LODR, we'll be going ahead with this.
Okay.
But as of now, no need to take this.
Okay. Sure. Thank you, sir. I wish you the best. Thank you.
Thank you. The next question is from the line of Vijay Barani from Avendus Spark. Please go ahead.
Yeah, good morning. Am I audible?
Yeah.
Yeah, good morning, sir. My first question is on the mechanics, how the partnership will work for future order inflow from Adani. Though you explained, I just want a little more color on the project that will come from Adani Group. Will it come directly as a nominated project without any competitive bidding or any such tendering?
See, that also again depends on their identity. It is more about the daily putting tenders to towards the contractors who have competition and finding the right cost. But most probably the agreement on which we have agreed, that will be somewhere in the next, then we have to clear about the cost and there will be some profit and overhead cost calculation over the project, and that's how the water will be. So, Mr. Barani, what you are saying is that every project will be negotiated and given to us, like as I say, we will always go for a fair competition to get the rate on the market depending on the type of the project. But at the end of the formula on which we have agreed, this is basically, it will be some cost plus formula, that profit and fixed overhead. And based on those formulas, we will mark out the cost and we will go ahead with the project. So basically what will happen that each and every project where the tendering stage process is going for 2 and 3 months, that will be a little bit get reduced to maximum by within 1 month, they can put the contract on board.
Again, I'm not very sure I heard it properly, but if I were to summarize, you're telling there will be a certain fixed margins that will be offered to the projects that will come from Adani. Is that the right understanding?
At the company level, we would like to maintain our EBITDA till now, whatever we have agreed on. And this formula will be worked out based on the same calculation. So more or less, the company EBITDA is not going to change as far as that group entering into our project. Because they are also equal partners. So the EBITDA margins will try to maintain the same.
Okay, but how will the projects come to us from Adani? It will be a nominated project, like it will be direct without any competition.
Where there is no governance from their side to have a tender, they can come directly to us also. If there is a governance, they have to go for competitive bid. They will go for competitive bid, but by negotiating, they can go ahead with cost of then going deep into the calculation of cost and putting margin and more.
So, okay. My final question is basically regarding the fact that wouldn't this arrangement been done just as a JV or a partnership with the Adani Group just to take the projects instead of giving them ownership stake? Because you have created wealth over time for the investors. You could have done it on your own in the next 5-10 years also, without this exchange to Adani. Would there have been just an operational strategic alliance with Adani for just order inflow instead of exchange? What is the rationale behind providing Adani the ownership in some sense?
See, there are two things to understand. Anywhere if you see the construction business and its cost and its operation and its profitability is a complex formula. To trust someone directly and to trust through books is a totally different thing. So when we talk about partnership with any large firm, they will always feel like that they're comfortable also by giving you an order or by giving you a portion of their building, their negative profit. So it's not about that there is a, they can trust me directly because I'm from Patel or I'm from Gujarat and give me the order on X formula or Y formula. And if the interests are partner, they can understand the books very properly and any problem in the books then they can see at any point of time. That's the whole reason to enter into this transaction.
Sure, I'll get back in the queue.
Thank you.
Thank you. The next question is from the line of Shravan Shah from Dolat Capital. Please go ahead.
Yeah, thank you. Sir, just a request because whatever till now you have said 50% of we were not able to hear because your voice was not clear. So just a request if you can speak at a slower pace, maybe we can hear you clearly. That's the one request. Now just to clarify because I couldn't hear clearly. So in terms of the first question when you were answering, if you can repeat the orders, so you said 1,000 crore, Ahmedabad, Mumbai Airport and some other orders. So these are the ones, again, if you can specify the value of each project and will these will directly, immediately, you are looking in next 3 months, this order will come to PSU projects. That's what you are trying to say?
Right, right. Because each and every tender, each and every project is now at the tender stage. Some of the projects in Ahmedabad, which are in the range of about 20 lakh square feet, that are converted from casting to precast. They are exploring precast on a major level at Ahmedabad. So whether it's a reality or whether it is an industry, they are trying to enter into a project to reduce the timeline through precast technology. And as far as the airport is concerned, the tenders are through and we are in the process of bidding. They have asked for 2 or 3 competitive bidding because there were 3 tenders parallel. One was Jaipur, one was Trivandrum and one was Ahmedabad. And the fourth was at Mumbai. So all these tenders are in the process of conclusion and in the process, some of them are in the process of bidding. And as far as Mumbai is concerned, as I said, we already have 1 or 2 meetings, we already bidded and we are working on the negotiation on the state part. And the first building which is going to come in RLDA area, which is an empty area near to Dharavi, where then these buildings are done, we will be able to move some of the people from Dharavi to these locations.
Sir, just still trying to deep down, trying to get the numbers. I am not still able to get the numbers.
It is not about numbers. Raman, please don't put into the number. I'm just saying and generalized how many projects can come within next 3-4 months. I am going to each and every number. I already said that 700 of 1,000 crore, 1,000 crore, 1,000 crore. Everywhere it is going on, but it's bigger. So it can be in the range of 3,000, 4,000. Why do you want each and every project number?
Okay, got it. Second thing is, will they further also increase the stake? Are we also planning to sell further more stake apart from this 30% stake?
Maybe this whole shareholder agreement done is done on the basis that never company will, both the company identity will remain as 50-50 throughout the next 10 years. None of the person can sell or buy without permission of each other.
Okay, got it. And other question is, in terms of at your level, as you said, you are having this business only and will like to continue. So what will be the use of the proceeds, 685 crore, that you will be getting?
For my personal money, you are asking?
Yes, sir.
Why you are asking about that money today? I'm not sure even that what I will do with that money.
Okay. Got it. Thank you, sir. And then just a last thing, sir, recently the QIP we have done at 670 odd rupees in April, and now this deal at 575. So anything you want to comment on that?
I think I should not comment on that. This is a situation where company was getting a benefit for the longer period, and we found that this is a better win-win situation for futuristic order book and futuristic business. And joining hands with such a large group who is going to have a large effect for next 10 years, if we can perform in a better way, I think we are at the right place.
Okay. Thank you and all the best.
The next question is from the line of Vishal Periwal from Antique Stock Broking. Please go ahead.
Yeah, so thanks for the opportunity. A couple of clarifications. Your initial commentary mentioned both the entities will have an equal equity in the company. But sir, I think right now it is 30-30, but after the open offer, Adani will have something, buyback or probably what they will do. So equity, eventually it will change. Or I mean, if there's another way, one should interpret this open offer.
See, presently it's a sale purchase agreement of 50-50. If they are getting 2% or 5% on the market, totaling that will get 65. So then it will be distributed 32.5, 32.5. In that case, I will be selling only 27.5. So it is more how it can be considered at the closure of the open offer.
Okay. And this 50-50, it is there for the next 10 years. I mean, whatever happened in the open offer.
Yeah.
Okay, got it. And again, you did clarify, no one can sell exit without the confirmation from both the parties.
Right.
Got it. And sir, you did mention on the formula for the cost plus.
Yes.
I mean, so what is this percentage, the plus percentage? What exactly is
it? That is worked out based on the type of the project, because each project has a different level of calculation as far as investment, as far as the model of setting investment and model of the technology which is we are going on. If we are using because that can be different. So basically it will be a fixed for profit margin and the exact cost and the third party the exact overhead which are required for that cost.
Okay.
So as to maintain the company's EBITDA level as per whatever guideline which we have been giving till today.
Okay, so cost plus is more like 12-12.5% sort of margin at a company level.
I cannot comment on percentage because as I said, that depends on different one. And I am saying clearly that your view should have been must be basically EBITDA level. So the whatever the company's EBITDA is coming out, we will like try to maintain that EBITDA even if we are doing a project for their group.
Okay, got it. Maybe last thing from my side. So Adani Infra India, which has acquired this, so are they already doing EPC work, that entity? Will you have any understanding?
No, we are not doing any. But see, Adani Infra is majorly presently into different types of infra projects. They are into road, they are into sewage treatment plants, the Namami Gange cleaning part. But this company, where we are working, we work with different segments, verticals of the group. We are working with Adani Realty, we are working with Adani Airports, we are working with Adani Industries, which are at Kandla.
Right. No, maybe the reason why I'm asking is because eventually Adani Group has constructed a lot of infra work in India. So there is already an entity which is doing it, which could be 100% owned entity. But why they will route it through a PSP, wherein eventually they have to share the profit with a third person. I mean, they can do it through an entity with 100% already owned by them. So, I mean, probably whether the order inflow will come to PSP or that's probably I just thought to check.
Actually, if you can go back to the understanding the Adani infrastructure profile, they are into PMC management of road infrastructure and PSP infrastructure. So they again get the order from the government side or the private sector and they give it to a large contracting firm. Suddenly their road sector is being attended by few large companies of roads road infra in India. So it is not that the company personally is doing any business directly. So here there is a point of that we as a contracting firm, we are purely into making building infrastructure. So that's the reason that is not their expertise. So they require a partner who can deliver the project as per their lease and as per their timeline. And that's how Adani Infra is interested in investing in PSP.
Sure. I think that's helpful on your clarification. Thank you, sir.
Thank you.
The next question is from the line of Prem from Anand Rathi Shares and Stock Brokers. Please go ahead.
Yes. Thank you for taking my question, sir. So I had basically two questions. So one was, so when I read the scheme that you filed, it says, I mean, there will be a change in the board structure as well. I mean, obviously, I mean, if they are taking up this much stake, they would nominate some director. So I understand the board part clearly, but would they nominate any people from their side who would also kind of engage in the day-to-day operation? I mean, all this while you, along with the existing team, was managing the entire show. So would they nominate any members who would come and join the management and participate in the active decision making within the day-to-day operations, or it would still stay with them, the decision making would still stay with them?
We have gone through our yesterday's press release. We have clearly mentioned that the operational part 100% remains with P.S. Patel being managing director, chairman and CEO till today. As far as the management is concerned, they will have a board access and there will be, we have to represent the board. There will be two members who will be coming whenever there is a board meeting, and if I have to represent anything, we have to represent through them. Otherwise, as far as the company is running is concerned, it does exactly the same way it was working till now.
Sure, sir. And the second question, I mean, I understand, I mean, this is a hypothetical situation. So let's say, I mean, we generally target this year, we're targeting, let's say, 3,500 crore rupees sort of inflows. Let's say next year we would target 5,000 crore rupees. And you have equal amount of opportunities available outside Adani portfolio as well. I mean, how would you prioritize, I mean, which work do you intend to take up? Would you still have an option kind of go and refuse Adani's work and then do third party work? If the margins happen to be higher there?
Yeah. See, I would put it this way. Presently, there is nothing binding to me that I'm not able to work on any of the projects out of Adani Group. He has clearly mentioned that he should remain in the market because this is going to give the image to the company also. So as far as government large projects are concerned, and wherever there is a large opportunity, we will go for a competitive bid, and if we get those opportunities, we will absolutely go for projects which are to that scale. But as far as this group is concerned, if you have an assured business and assured profitability with less competition, that this will also be a priority. So it depends on the type of the project and whenever it is, but as such, it's not any binding, that we are not confined to Adani. We have large potential at Adani, so we will be focusing more on Adani, but opportunities which are also large and the competition is niche, we will always bid for the project.
Sure. No, sir, it was not about whether it's a binding arrangement or not. It was more from, we understand in this business, you generally tend to have capacity constraints, right? I mean, suddenly won't go to 10,000 crore rupees, right?
Adani also. Presently, Adani is having 10,000 crore orders in market. I'm not able to deal with all the types of projects. So that's not concerned. We have to also think, as and when we grow and we increase our bandwidth in terms of strength to do the project on time, this will go sequentially. So maybe the first level we'll go for slowly getting their project, and once we are through out of some of the projects getting completed of the existing order book, we can add larger projects for their group also. So it's the business call which I have to take as and when my bandwidth is there.
Okay. And just one small clarification. So when I was reading this press release that is given out, I thought the lock-in is for 5 years, and I'm not sure if I heard you correct or not. I heard 10 years on the call.
No, no, sir. Lock-in is absolutely for 5 years. Till 5 years, no fixed can go. But the shareholding agreement is done for 10 years, wherein me or my family can continue to stay.
Sure, sir. That clarifies, sir. Thank you and all the very best.
Thank you. The next question is from the line of Vaibhav Shah from JM Financial. Please go ahead.
Thanks for the opportunity. Sir, given this partnership has shaped up, so will you be revising our order inflow guidance for FY25? And what would be the guidance for FY26 as well on order inflows?
See, again, I would say the present guideline is still remains at 3,500 to 4,000. But that depends on next 2 to 3 months how we are getting the inquiries from there. Because there are several projects which we are discussing last 1.5 months. That is at Santigram, that is at Andhra Airport, that is at Delhi Airport. But after getting this clarity as a group yesterday, that how we are joining hands, there will be different scenario from tomorrow. So let us hope that we at least reach to our order guideline of 4,000, whatever we have announced for this year. So that's the bandwidth which we have today.
Okay. And so secondly, last time we had mentioned the pipeline was around 7,000 crores. So
yeah,
what would it stand right now?
I think it is still in the same range. So probably those bits are also in process. So let us see how this that order big pipeline goes and how this other big pipeline goes.
Okay. And sir, lastly, how do we how are you working on the increasing the bandwidth? So what kind of say order book or say annual revenue can we reach at peak with the current bandwidth?
See, presently what is happening, the whole idea about joining hands with Adani Group was majorly because of technology, the way we have grown in the last 3 years. So we are trying to adopt more and more technology, I mean to say precast technology. So there the bandwidth is not required from the management point of view, it is bandwidth required at the plant side. So probably it will be winning situation that we can add on 1,000 crore particularly for the precast plant separately, and then can be 3 to 4,000 crore where therein we have to execute the project and casting people because of the type of the project. So we are presently exploring 2 to 3 buildings in precast which are already designed for casting people. So that I can be get assured once I get through with one or two projects going on fast track on precast, then I would be able to answer your questions properly after 3 to 4 months once we are through in execution of precast also.
Okay. Thank you, sir. Those are my questions.
Thank you.
The next question is from the line of Ashish Shah from HDFC Asset Managers. Please go ahead.
Yeah, thank you for the opportunity. Sir, a couple of questions again on the structure. Just for the clarity, when we say there is a lock-in for 5 years, in this 5-year period, there is no option also that, the remaining stake can be acquired by Adani. I mean, this shareholding in that sense will remain frozen. And only after 5 years, the question of right of first refusal, etc. arises if anybody wants to sell. Is that understanding correct, sir?
Yes.
Okay. Second, sir, in a case where, let's say, there is a infusion of capital required from the promoters, let's say if Adani want to infuse X amount of capital, does it mean that you will also have to match the remaining stake, similar amount to maintain equal stake, or in that case, you may get diluted?
Like there also we have explored that first it will be debt card and then it will be equity card. And when it comes to equity card, that at that stage it can be decided how it should be worked out. But the priority will be debt first because company can have the balance sheet strength to have more debt. So first is debt and then is equity. But that is something which can be mutually decided at that time.
Okay. So this current understanding is more from selling of the existing shares. For any primary infusion from the promoters, that's something that will work out as and when the situation arises.
I can't got your question. What was it?
No, no, sir. What I'm trying to say is that the current understanding on having equal shareholding is for the current shareholding that we have. But
yeah,
for any primary infusion of capital, let's say if Adani wanted to infuse 1,000 crores in, I'm just hypothetically giving a number, sir. If they want to infuse X amount of capital into the company, for whatever reason, you know, then at that point you will have to probably come to a decision on how to manage, you know, manage your stakes, right? Because that always cannot be maintained in equal proportion, because you may not be able to maybe get the same amount of capital that they may want to infuse.
But there I said that the first priority as per the agreement is debt, and if that debt is not permitted to the company balance sheet, then we have to think about it.
Very much. Got your point. Just last thing, I couldn't hear clearly on that 10-year part. The 5-year part is clear. You said something about that 10-year, you know, shareholder agreement. Can you just repeat that, sir?
I think some of the conditions, I am not sure now, I've got a little bit confused, but I'll come back to you. I think the major stock of shareholding is to be considered is 5 years, but me and my affiliate, if I am responsible for 5 years and my affiliates are responsible for 10 years in terms of doing such types of business later on or that time. So I will come back to you exactly what is the condition, but the digit basically it is 5 and 10. So I got a little bit confused. Krishna will mail you exactly what is there in the shareholding agreement.
All right, sir. Thank you. That helps. Thank you.
The next question is from the line of Sarvesh Gupta from Maximal Capital. Please go ahead.
Good morning, sir, and congratulations on the transaction. Sir, first question is, I could not understand this equal stake, because now the open offer is for 26%. So now we stand at 30-30. Suppose they get the entire 26% stake in the open offer. Then will you be selling only 4% to them, or what will happen, sir?
Yeah. It will be 4% from my side, and the 26 they are getting from open offer.
So basically, the total stake of Adani plus you will not cross 60% in the company. 40% will remain with the public shareholders at all time.
No, no, no. It is not like that. If supposing today they are getting 26 and total is getting more than 75, then keeping 75 as the threshold, it will be distributed between two.
No, no, sir. So what I want to understand that post is open offer. Suppose they get 10% in open offer, then you will be selling 20% only to them.
10 is something that 60 is my and 10 they are getting from the market. So it will be distributed 35-35. So okay. I'll be selling them 25.
Understood. So the total stake will remain equal after the open offer also.
Right.
Okay. Understood. And sir, on the margins, now see, we saw a situation in UP wherein, you know, our actual versus budgeted sort of the was different, right? So these margins, fixed margins, which will be there for your projects with Adani Group, will that be based on actual spends, or will that be based on budgeted spends?
Yes, you must be aware, whenever we are working with a private group, the basic materials are always on a base rate. So those risks which were there in the UP, where all the materials we have to bear the cost of the rise in the material cost. Here the base prices of the cement or steel, whatever it is, we have agreed today that will be paid off one whatever, whether it is minus or plus. What is going to be fixed is my overhead, and what is going to be fixed is my margin, and what is going to be fixed is my cost. Supposing in the cost part, if I consider 1 rupee labor and if I am spending 1.1, 1 rupee and 10%, then there can be a difference in the total margin that can impact your margin. But major material costs which are on a base rate, that is not going to impact anywhere else to us.
So we don't face the risks which manifested in our UP execution in these
and
contracts.
Of the government projects, this is a different. This is not only about Adani. If we are working in Coca-Cola or we are working in some other projects which are private, everywhere the cement, steel, sometimes the flooring material, sometimes the larger electrical equipment, these are all at base rate. So whatever plus or minus the cost bit of procurement is, it is always reimbursed or deducted from the bill. So that the risk of inflation of major materials does not remain too much in the corporate owners.
Understood. Now, sir, coming on the, you mentioned that we would want to maintain, the company level margins, but since we have seen some volatility around that in the last few years, would you want to restate what is that number that we are looking at? Is it like 11-12%, or now that if their book becomes a big part of our execution book, will it go down to 9-10%, or what is that number, sir, that on a EBITDA level that we will be looking at?
See, again, I would say that previously also we have changed our projection from between 10 and 11, from 11 to 12. So today also what we have agreed and what we are envisaging for future when we are working with Omani or whether we are working with other groups or whether we are working at government level, we will try and stick to maintain our EBITDA at 10. 10 plus, near to 10, yeah.
10% plus, okay. Okay, and sir, will you see a significant reduction in your interest cost post this transaction because of the change in the profile of the joint owner?
Definitely the debt part is because of whatever we are having, the debt part is not going to change much. So interest costs have already, whatever impact has to come, that has already come after PIP. So that will remain little bit standard. Yes, that can be a little bit help on the working capital side, but the projects which where we are working, we get the payments on time. So if we are working with Adani, so that cash flow will little bit improve. And that's how we expect that any money which we are drawing from the banks are not hold too much because of the receivable.
Understood. And sir, finally, now, there can be a lot of order inflows because of the work that Adani Group is doing, but how will we be able to sort of execute at that larger scale? Because, the organization itself also needs to be able to execute or take in those large orders. So how are we thinking about it? What are the organizational level changes or things that we need to do in the next 6 months
We also know our weak point. They also know our weak point. As I said, if we want to expand at both the levels, we may require to strengthen our organization also. So that we are going to sit with them at the HR level and how we can expand ourselves in terms of organizer strength. That is what something which we are going to go through in the next 1 or 2 months. Till today, we have been discussing majorly on the project before this transaction. So once those projects are through and how to go ahead on a larger scale project at Mumbai or Ahmedabad or some other places where they are having the project, that will be in the course of discussion we will get through in 1 or 2 months. But yes, that is where we have to increase our management or organization style.
Okay, sir. Thank you and all the best.
Thank you. The next question is from the line of Amit Ketan from Laburnum Capital. Please go ahead.
Hi, thank you for the opportunity and congratulations on the transaction. So my first question was, what were the constraints earlier, either in terms of capital or pre-qualification, which now sort of goes away with the partnership with Adani, and does it allow us to compete in other segments or areas where we were not present earlier?
See, as far as PSP is concerned, we were having almost the highest standard of pre-qualification. Except some of the large projects like airports, we have started our work at airports since last 2 years at Ahmedabad Airport. But the size of those projects are the expansion outside the airport on the land side. So probably joining in with such a group who are having large projects on the airport side also, so probably then can add on to our scheme. Otherwise, almost the institutional building, whether the residential building or whether the industrial building, we were having a strong profile. So that's nothing to add on pre-call education by shaking hands with this group. But it is majorly to have an assured profitability and assured business from such a group.
Got it. And would it be a fair assumption that given how you have outlined that this is going to be a partnership between PSP and Adani, that both you and your family members who are currently involved in the business, it will continue to be the case going forward, or would your kids end up doing something else?
Yep. So as I said, that presently the first shareholder agreement, 100% agreement is based on 5% management and everything. So later after 5 years, if my son want to continue or they want to add on some people, that can be discussed later on. And how much we are able to strengthen ourselves in terms of this next 5 years after getting such a large opportunity, that can be discussed later on. But that today it is not clear that how my family is going to continue after 5 years. If my both son and daughter, they get grow up in a direction to stand to what I am doing till now, or if I am still can work for further 5 years more, that we will be discussed later on after 5 years.
Got it. Thank you and all the best.
Thank you. The next question is from the line of Devang Patel from Samiksha Capital. Please go ahead.
Hi sir, I wanted to understand what we are looking to strengthen in terms of technology, which you mentioned a few times earlier. So are we looking to scale up our precast capabilities, or are we looking to add some more capabilities? Would this be outside of building, say tunneling for example? If you can please clarify on this.
See, presently Adani is working at Ahmedabad, majorly if I talk about Ahmedabad, Gujarat in Ahmedabad. Ahmedabad in Gujarat and Kandla, and also they are working majorly on Dharavi, Mumbai Airport and Dharavi. So all these three places, presently we are having a plant in Gujarat, in Ahmedabad, so doing work for airport and doing work for Shantigram, whatever project we can convert into precast, we already have a facility. There is one more plant which is coming. Whenever there is a requirement of a new plant, that will be an asset owned by Adani. We are entering into operational plant. So presently there is the installation of plant is going on at Mundra, and there is one more plant which is coming at Mumbai. So we will be responsible because we have the expertise of making this element. We have to have experience of operating this plant for the last 3 years. So we will increase our operational strength to work on all these three plants so that the project elements are being casted, and later on those types of projects where we are casting and we can go for installation also. But if there is a large project and two or three contractors are involved, we may be involved in production also. So it's something which depends on later on how the projects are converted from casting to precast, and where this type of technology can be feasible and cost effective.
Okay, and the plant that we are currently of precast, would we be looking to expand that also because of this partnership?
See, as of now, we don't see that. Presently, at least if I say in 1 or 2 months or 3 months, next 3 months, we don't have any idea of any calculation of expanding that, because there's two or three projects which we are working on, and it is at the design stage for Adani Group. This plant is sufficient to provide elements on that side. But if in future also, if we add on more and more projects in reality at Shantigram, then there can be an expansion. But we have already expanded ourselves to double the facility without mold, because we are doing this L&T order. The state facility is almost a double. So after that L&T order is over in June, we have that space. Just we have to buy for the mold. But as of now, we don't have any requirement that the projects which are in line, which we are going to add on in this order book in next few months, will we require any expansion in precast.
Right, sir. Sir, in terms of pipeline, which we've mentioned in earlier quarters of 7,000 crore, does that immediately expand? You've mentioned a few 1,000 crore projects. Should we assume these are already part of our pipeline? Our pipeline remains the same because of this partnership, or does it expand immediately because of this?
See, that pipeline, there were few projects from Adani Group also, and there were few projects from government side also. So there were 1 or 2 tenders from NBCC, and there were 1 or 2 tenders from different developing groups in Ahmedabad also. Overall debt order book still remains within the 7,000 to 7,000 plus. But as far as Adani is concerned, about 700-800 crores of projects we are discussing at Shantigram. About 800 crore projects we are addressing at Adani Airport in Ahmedabad. About 1,000+ crore projects we are discussing at Mumbai Airport. And about, I think, 300+ crore projects we are discussing at Dharavi, which is going to be the first project of rehabilitation. Yeah.
Sir, apart from residential building orders, which can be on negotiated and cost plus, can you also clarify if these airport orders we can get on a negotiated basis or these have to be on a tender basis?
See, basically, everything depends on their governance. Whatever identities they are having and different types of projects coming in different verticals. So, it will be always a competition between two or three people. But to work out on the minimum cost, how this project can be calculated, with keeping most of the options as base rate, that can be worked out later on based on my calculation of cost and overhead and profit.
Okay. So, for example, when you said 1,000 crore of Mumbai Airport order, we are in discussion. This could be on a negotiated basis and need not be on a tender basis. Is that what you're saying?
It is already being quoted by so many other companies also. So it's not like that we are the only person in negotiation. But yes, the idea would be that how we can come to closer to the right cost at the right over at the right profit.
All right, sir. That's all from my side. Thank you so much. Congratulations for the deal, sir.
Thank you.
Thank you. The next question is from the line of Vaibhav Shah from JM Financial. Please go ahead.
So thanks for the follow-up. Sir, out of our order backlog of 6,500 crores, what will be the share of Adani Group projects right now?
Exactly, I don't know, but I think it should not be more than 500 crores.
500 crores, broadly?
Less than 500 crores. I'm not having the exact figure, but it cannot be more than 500 crores.
Okay. And so secondly, if I heard it correctly, you're guiding for EBITDA margins of 10% plus going forward in the medium term, right?
Yeah.
Okay. Thank you, sir.
Thank you. The next question is from the line of Neil Thakkar from Arrow Capital. Please go ahead.
Yeah. Hi. Good afternoon, everyone. So my question is that how committed or how passionate the current promoter group would be to continue in this partnership for a fairly foreseeable future. Thanks.
That passion Adani Group must have seen in me, so they have joined the ship and with us. So basically, as I said, I was passionate about running this company right on the day I had created this company. Today also, by joining hands with them, we are assuring so many things for the future. So it is not at all about that our passion will go a little bit down as they are at a 50% partner. The big idea to generate this partnership to assure a business a good growth from here, and it is beneficiary to both the companies.
Okay. Thank you. That answers my query.
Thank you.
The next question is from the line of Nitesh Kochar from Riverland Capital. Please go ahead.
All right. Good morning, Prahlad Bhai.
Good morning.
Sir, my question is, the previous discussion participants were asking and focused solely on PSP projects, getting projects from Adani Group and asking numbers and looking at that. But I think this is much bigger than that, much bigger than you getting projects from Adani Group and order book going up and this and that. Now, the thing is, it is obvious that the entire opportunity landscape changes for your company. Mm-hmm. My question, the first question here is, how ready are you to cater to those opportunities? How you are going to change the organization? See, the project coming project size or maybe the geographies would be different from what you have been doing for the last 15, 20 years. Technical expertise would also be different if you go into high-value-added, project. So how are you ready and how confident you are the way that you have been running this company with a very, very clean, pristine, parameter on receivable days, on balance sheet debt profile, and not taking loss-making projects, Are you ready to do that, to continue with the same profile of PSP project, even if the size of the company changes dramatically? This is question number one.
See, there are two to three parameters which we have to understand. See, by performance and by our experience of last 10, 11 years after getting listed after 8 years, we have learned a lot and experienced a lot from SDB also, and we have learned a lot from Uttar Pradesh also. So now going forward, what is the reason to have this partnership with Adani? It is more on technology part. So because they are also having that pressure that most of the contractors are now not able to perform well throughout the season because of not directly their reason. It is more because of the impact of the weather. It is more impact of the consistency of availability of labor. So this is a pain which overall all the contractors are facing and all the owners are facing. So we are trying to convert this joint venture into a different mode that I strengthen myself in terms of management to what I am doing till now. And also I'm trying to put in more and more technology and putting more and more things which are happening in the world, which we can adopt, because we have a larger order book or the larger overview of projects which we can get this CapEx out. So the whole idea is to reduce the management cost, reduce the labor cost, and increase the productivity. And we as an entrepreneur or as a contractor, you must have seen, we are the pioneer in Ahmedabad to make the people learn more and more about how the things can be done in a better way and better time, better quality. And that's the reason we have been adopting more and more technology throughout our career. And that's what Adani is also seeing for future. So here we have a better right that whenever there is an investment of 100 crore, 200 crore, which can solve your problem of 1,000 crore, we'll be easily ready. So this is a better way to understand. Of course, your is how I am going to send, and I have already strengthened myself in terms of managing the people with processes and culture. But going from here, it would be more rather than learning something from the technology part and adding people on the technology part. At the same time, there will be few projects where we cannot convert projects into a technology, where we have to carry on with the same technology. But residential reality projects can be converted into technology. Large projects of institution can be converted through technology. Projects which are at the industry level, that can be converted into technology, because we have been doing Nestlé, we are doing Coca-Cola to same precast. We have done about 12 lakh square feet of precast last 1 year. So probably going from here, we have to increase our bandwidth both to make more and more people aware about this precast technology. At the same time, we have to strengthen our management top line, wherein more and more people join us to manage more and more projects from this group.
Perfect. So thank you, sir. And my second question, Pralad, is you have built this company with a lot of hard work. And anyone who has tracked your company for last year know that at 575 rupees, it is definitely undervalued. Now, to sell a very large chunk of your private personal shareholding to Adani, I mean 30% at 575, it's a very tough and hard decision, I can understand. Question here is, do you think that with the balance 30% and the given the changes that it will bring into the business, you can make up for the this lost 30%? I mean, the question here is for your personal wealth. You took a call that instead of owning 60% and a normal steady state growth, it is better to own half and to be on a, you know, super growth path. So how do you see that? This is my second question.
See, here it is not only about my money, or it is not only about Adani's investment. It is more about how company can grow from here.
Yeah.
See, 575 or 600, you are absolutely right. This is my money, which I can compare with that. But this company is not generative to create money out of this shareholding, what I have done till now. Even if you see, we were holding 72%, I bought sometimes shares from the market also. So it depends on the situation, and the present situation, after going through the 3 years of journey, wherein we have failed some of the projects in UP, we have learned so many things from Uttar Pradesh also. Now going from there, we have an assured business, assured owner with a fixed type of technology which he can accept also. I am the person to decide upon how we should go on different types of projects, how we should manage such types of projects from their side also. So I personally don't feel that way, that this is something which I am losing or this, but I am thinking about the company, what is company going to gain out of this? At the end of the day, I need my journey to continue with the same pace with what I have created this company. And I can strengthen this company by joining groups like this, wherein who has plenty of work to be done in next 10 years. Hopefully, if I can do about 10 to 20% of that work also, we'll be the happiest person as a company and as a shareholder, I would say.
Perfect. Thank you very much, sir, and I wish you all the best. I really hope that PSP project become number one EPC company in India in next 5 years, and all the very best to the entire team.
Thank you, sir.
Okay.
The next question is from the line of Anil from SMIFS Limited. Please go ahead.
Yeah, thank you for the opportunity. Hope I am audible.
So, yeah.
Yeah, so congratulations, sir, this deal execution. Good part is that you are still going to keep the management with yourself.
Yeah.
My only question is, if we had done this deal, maybe some time later, you have already shared with us that incrementally things are going to improve on margin front, etc. So probably you could have got a better deal. So my just one simple question is, how happy you are with the deal price?
My last answer was on the same line. It is not about my happiness or it is not about many groups' happiness. It is more about both the groups, where we can send them over because they want to increase their capex in a proper way so that they get the delivery on time. We want to grow from here in a different scale after utilizing and having an experience of precast technology, and how this company can come out different way, wherein we are having an assured timeline for each project, and if we have more and more clients to convert from casting into projects to precast. So this is whole question is about going from here. This pressure I was having since last 3 years. We are not having consistent labor. We are not having good quality of people at management side. So putting up more and more technology and decreasing on the management part, decreasing on the labor part, in labor involvement, will obviously give a different edge to this company. And when we are talking about such a large group like Adani, they don't have any problem in investing 100 or 200 crores. Even if it is to be invested, they can invest from this parent company. When they are doing a project at, supposing for airport, and if they have to invest 100 crores, they will take this 100 crores we are investing, rest of the thing, management and everything you can do from your side, so that his project of 1,000 or 2,000 crores is completed on time. So I personally don't think whether for me this valuation was perfect or for me it was a question of about happiness or sorrow, but it is more about a strategically good way of going from here and keep ourselves going in a better way and do not fall into the same issues of failure like what we failed in different projects like SCB payment related issue, UP where we had a loss because of the material cost and the timeline going up. So such types of risk we are will be getting avoided, and it is more about the company rather than more about my side on the right side.
Appreciate your thoughts, sir. So shall I presume that okay, you are happy with the deal price?
100%, sir.
Okay, thank you, sir, and all the best.
Thank you. As there are no further questions from the participants, I would like to hand the conference over to the management for their closing comments.
Thank you one and all of joining us on our conference call today. Thank you for your time, support and trust in us. We hope that we have been able to address most of your queries. In case of further queries, you may reach out to us offline. Thank you again and good day.
On behalf of PSP Projects Limited, that concludes this conference. Thank you for joining us, and you may now disconnect your lines.